Test 3. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a woman phoning an antique shop complaining about the delivery service and some damage to the item she purchased. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, this is the complaints centre of the service department at Clifton Antiques. Before we start, I'll just need to take more details from you, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Well, could you please tell me your full name, madam?
It is Anna Lumley. That's Anna, L-U-M-L-E-Y. The caller's name is Anna Lumley, so Anna Lumley has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hello, this is the complaints centre of the service department at Clifton Antiques. Before we start, I just need to take more details from you, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Well, could you please tell me your full name, madam?
It is Anna Lumley. That's Anna, L-U-M-L-E-Y.
All right, L-U-M-O-E-Y.
Not exactly. The fourth letter is L, not O.
Oh, sorry. Let me rewrite it. And may I have your contact number that we can use to reach you during the week?
Sure. My mobile phone number is 077-876-345.
Great. Now, what can I do for you today, Anna?
I placed an order for a large quantity of items with you last week, on the 20th of February, and had been expecting them to arrive at the office in a week. However, only half of the shipment has been delivered. I would just like to ensure that they haven't gone missing in transit.
All right, madam. It's a pity we have caused this inconvenience to you. I'll look for the parcel track record and see if I can give you a date when you should receive the rest of your order. What was your delivery address listed?
I made the arrangements for the parcel to be conveyed from your warehouse on Ardale Road to my office address at 235 Arkendale Road.
Sorry, could you say it again, the address?
235 Arkendale Road, A-K-E-N-D-A-L-E.
In East Sea?
Yes, sir.
Well, okay. Our system has tracked your parcel, which shows that your shipment has been received. However, there's no record about the lost items. I would suggest that you wait for 2 days, and if the other items don't arrive, then you might need to consider to claim insurance coverage for the value of the rest. How much are they worth?
They cost me $34,500 in total.
All right. For this amount, I think 10% will be covered by the insurance company. Therefore, you could claim $3,450 from them. If you'd like to, there is a form on our website that you can fill in, and when the loss is confirmed, you'll get the money within 5 working days. The rest of the money will be refunded to you in a month, so you won't suffer a financial loss.
It sounds reasonable. Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
Yet it is necessary to make a list of your lost items so we can recheck it against our records. Is that okay?
Of course, okay. It is unfortunate that a few of the missing items are one of a kind and thus irreplaceable. Also, there were many small items that aren't very valuable, like lamps and chairs. However, there was a large item of antique furniture and a bag filled with first edition books, which was some of the first ever to be printed on a press.
Right, okay. Anything else?
Yeah, there was also some important items. A Victorian rocking chair for my daughter, some large oil paintings originating from the Edwardian period, and a few decorative fruit bowls.
Right. Okay. I've taken down the list of these missing items, so I'll call the warehouse to see if any of them are still there.
Ah, I almost forgot. There are several other pieces that I've spotted on your website and wanted to order. May I do that now?
It is definitely okay. Would you tell me a little about the items that you're looking to buy?
There is a gold clock and a golden-framed vintage mirror.
Okay, perfect. The charge will be taken from the payment card that you used before. You can expect them to be delivered within the next week. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
Yes, I received 2 damaged items in the shipment, so I need to claim for a partial refund.
Oh, sorry. I need to know more about the details of the actual damage over the phone line before you put in a full report. What kinds of pieces are damaged?
A drawer is missing from the antique mahogany desk, and I also spotted a dent on one of the corners, so it's basically unusable.
I see. Do you know how much it will cost to repair it?
No. Well, I don't think it's repairable. I will have to buy a new one.
Sorry. I'll take a note of that and see what we can do for compensation. Anything else?
I also purchased a set of dining chairs with navy leather padding. However, the colour is faded, and one of the legs has completely split down the middle.
Okay. Are there any other damaged pieces?
Yes. There is a set of Chinese crockery to furnish my dining room table, but when I opened the case, I found that a cup was lost, and that some plates had smashed. 4, actually.
And is that all of the items?
Yes, I think that's all.
Right. I'll estimate the value of the damage, and a refund will be issued.
Okay. Cheers for your great help.
No problem. My pleasure. Goodbye.
That is the end of section 1. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.